snows below. Could I, could I keep dreaming for a little while longer? Yeah. Hope I'm not awake when I'm thinking about you. Silent enough, I never would awake, 'cause now I'm thinking about you. When you're searching your soul, when you're searching for pleasure, how often pain is all you find when you're coasting along and nobody's trying.
This is Amelia, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
If I could go back to a time before now, before I ever fell down, go back to a time when I was just a girl, when I had the thank you.
Wise Blood with A Lot's Gonna Change, and before that was The Sundays, When I'm Thinking About You. All right, everybody, happy Thursday. I can't believe it is almost Thanksgiving next week, which is crazy. I feel like academically, like I'm at my final push, my final stretch before break. I did, in fact, stay up quite late last night working on a 10-page literature review, which was not my favorite, but that's okay. But we've powered through, but let's keep listening to some music. And, you know, I feel like today's going to be more of chill energy because it is a rainy day for once, finally, after it's been 50-something degrees in November, which has been a little scary. But I have friends in the Midwest where it's like they're in the middle of a blizzard, which is kind of terrible, but that's okay. They persevere. And let's listen to some Fiona Apple. Here is her cover of Across the Universe.
Words are flowing out like endless rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass, they slip away. Across the universe, pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my open mind, possessing and caressing.
Nothing.
And that was Fiona Apple's cover of Across the Universe. For a while, I had a mental debate over which one was better, the original or the Fiona Apple cover, but to me, they're both pretty close in value and meaning to me. So love that song so much. I remember I first heard that song, the Beatles version, in like second grade because our music teacher taught us a bunch of Beatles songs and we did it at this thing called the Spring Sing. I don't know if this is just like a California thing or just a my school thing. If anybody else had a Spring Sing, let me know. But we did a bunch of covers of Beatles songs and silly little songs, and yeah, so I love Across the Universe for that reason. Speaking of music, I went to the Riff Off this past weekend, which is like basically because Tufts has a miniature version of Pitch Perfect at our school. We had a Riff Off with all 10 of the a cappella groups on campus, and it was like the most fun I've had in so long. I was with two of my friends and we just were laughing and singing along and having the best time, and it was really fun. We got to vote on which a cappella groups were the best in the Riff Off, so that was really silly. And I also went to the Sarah Band show this past weekend, which is Tufts contemporary dance group, and they were amazing. Anytime I see somebody dance, I get so jealous because I wish that I was able to dance. Like, I feel like that's my one downfall, is I don't really know how to bust a move. So shout out to Sarah Band, and they were incredible, and anytime I see somebody dance, I'm thoroughly impressed. All right, next we're gonna get into some more of a wintery kind of spirit with my favorite like fake holiday song that isn't really a holiday song, but I consider it one. So this is gonna be White Winter Hymnal by the Fleet Foxes.
Was following me, I 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 was following the pack, all swallowed in their coats, the scarves of red tied round their throats to keep their little heads from falling in the snow. And I turn round and there you go, and Michael, you would fall and turn the white snow red as strawberries in the summertime.
That was Fleet Foxes with White Winter Hymnal. One of my friends came back from a Fleet Foxes concert and he had on their merch, and it was like a knockoff of the Sleepy Time Celestial Tea Bear, and that was my favorite tea, and I just had to share that I feel like that is brilliant merch because who doesn't love Sleepy Time tea? All right, next up we got The Velvet Underground with Candy Says.
Listen, listen. to hate my body and all that it requires in this world. Candy says, I'd like to know completely what all the souls.
This is Deb Never with Not in Love.
Thank you.
Phoebe Lou, and before that was Not in Love by Dev Never. As I mentioned on my last show, I've really been obsessed with Alice Phoebe Lou post Claro concert. She's just too good. All right, it is time for our PSA of the hour. So children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. If they like to help out in the kitchen, let them stir the spaghetti sauce or count the eggs. While doing laundry, fold in a lesson about colors and shapes. Simple learning games can be fun for both of you. Everyday moments are learning moments. It's easy. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. And this is a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio and Educational Radio Station. So that was our PSA of the hour. I am a child studies major, so when I saw that one, that caught my eye because we have talked about that extensively in all of my many child studies classes, and I'm also an education minor. So there we go. Be educational in moments where education doesn't even seem like it's the forefront. Education can come in a lot of different ways, shapes, and forms. So that's our PSA of the day. I am a little burnt out on child studies right now as I just wrote this 10-page paper on mental health and adolescence and whatnot, which was really fun, but definitely tiring, so need a break from that. All right, next up, we'll get into some Japanese breakfast.
Thank you.
Japanese Breakfast with Boyish. And I always like to give a little special love to all of my people from all over the country who are tuning in. So a special shout out today to some of the people listening in sunny Los Angeles, my hometown. So a shout out to Suzanne and Alex and my dad as well. So thank you all for listening. And it's time to get into one of my favorites, one of my staples that I've been playing on the my radio shows since my high school radio show. Let's get into some Leve. She's perfect for a cloudy day. This is Fragile. Leve with Fragile. I'm so excited. Her concert film is coming out in IMAX, I think, just the first week of December. So I'm very excited to go and see it because I was there at that concert at the Hollywood Bowl. And I'm convinced that a camera was filming me. So I'm hoping maybe there will be a shot of me in the movie. I don't know. We'll see. I guess I have to go in theaters and see it. But Leve's been one of my favorites for a while now, so I'm very excited to check out her film. Speaking of movies, the Wicked movie also comes out, I think, tonight, which is so exciting for me. Wicked is one of the first, or I think I saw Wicked at some point in time, but as a theater lover, I'm very excited for Wicked. I'm extremely fascinated by the whole promo and press junket for Wicked. I could go on a whole other tangent about that for forever, but super pumped to see the Wicked movie. I can't believe it's only one part, because that means I'm gonna have to wait a whole other year until seeing the second act of Wicked. So not thrilled about that. I don't know why they decided to break it up and make it a two-parter kind of thing, but you know, gotta do what they gotta do to make bank, I guess. So we actually did get a request to call in, so we're gonna play that. This is Dizzy by Tommy Rowe. Enjoy. That was Dizzy by Tommy Rowe. Thank you so much for the request, for calling in. That was lovely. All right, we're going to get back into our usually scheduled programming of some mellow songs. Dizzy definitely gave me that pump up that I needed during the last 20 minutes of the show. All right, we're going to get into some Joni Mitchell. This is A Case of You.
Before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar. On the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light, I drew a map of Canada. Oh, Canada. I would still be on my is touching souls. Surely you touch mine, 'cause part of you pours out of me in these lines from time to time. Oh, you're in my blood like holy wine. It tastes so bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could think a case of said, go to him, stay with him if you can, but be prepared to bleed. Oh, but you are in my blood, you're my holy wine. You're so bitter, bitter and so sweet. Oh, I could drink a case of you.
His knees. Maybe if she took a
5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. Thank you for tuning into Passenger Seat today. Apologies for the technical difficulties. We were switching between studios, but now we are back and everything's all good. So be sure to stay tuned for the next DJ show. Enjoy. Happy Thursday. And I'll be back with y'all after Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving. It's such a new kind of living.